You know, there's been so many movies that had to halt shooting in 2020 because of the pandemic, and then some others again in 2021 because, as you know, we are still in the midst of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
2 years later, here we are. No shock. But see, now a lot of these movies are finally coming out. So everybody's out there putting out their list of movies that we're looking forward to in 2022. So I thought, you know what? Let me make my own list.
Are you looking forward to any? Or you're like, well, if it comes on TV, I might watch it.
I'm actually looking forward to, I would say, three, possibly four movies. You know, here's the thing. You know, now that I'm triple vaxxed, I've already had COVID. I feel a little bit invincible. So until there's another COVID, I feel like I can go to the movies. I don't feel uncomfortable going to a movie theater. First of all, I go during the day when no one's there anyway. And I'll sit with a mask and I don't have to sit near other people.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sit in the front row if I have to. I don't care, you know? So yeah, there's definitely movies that I'm going to be going to seeing in the movie theater just for the experience of being in a movie theater again.
Like what?
Scream.
Oh yeah, I forget that's coming out.
Yeah, so this is the 2022 iteration of Scream. It's the fifth film in the franchise. But here's what's interesting. It's the first one that's going to be directed by somebody other than Wes Craven because he died.
Did he really? I didn't even know he died.
Yeah, yeah. But a lot of people are back. Neve Campbell, Courtney Cox, David Arquette, all back.
Mm.
There's a whole bunch of newcomers, but there's an actress that I'm really excited about. So you didn't watch You on Netflix, right?
No.
Okay. There's an actress on there named Jenna Ortega. She is super talented. Like, I feel bad for everybody else in that cast. She's so good and she really stands out that everybody who's in a scene with her, you're so busy watching her. She's going to be a huge star. She's 19 years old
mm-hmm.
and she is really talented.
I bet she's the killer. There, I ruined it for you.
Yeah, you might have ruined it already.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe she's Ghostface. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, Jennifer Lopez is back. She's doing the same movie she always does. She's doing like...
she's getting married or something?
Yeah, you got it. Yep.
Oh, no, she's not.
Exactly. Yep. It's the same... Okay, so if you saw The Wedding Planner, you've already seen the two movies that she's going to be in 2022. So this one in Marry Me, she's a pop star who learns that her lover, who's also a pop star, is cheating. So she decides to marry some rando. She just like grabs a random guy and marries him. And of course, it's Owen Wilson.
Of course. I was going to ask, yes. Which Wilson is it?
Right. Would have been a good question.
Is it Owen or is it his brother? One of the two.
Yeah, 100%. So that's going to be, it's going to be streaming on Peacock. And it's also going to be in theaters on February 11th.
Was Matthew McConaughey not available?
I guess he wasn't.
He would have been perfect for that movie. They're like, we're either going to get Matthew McConaughey or one of the Wilson guys or Vince Vaughn. What's Vince Vaughn doing? He hasn't done anything in a while.
He's on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, so they got to say they got the second runner up to him, which is Owen Wilson.
Yeah, pretty much. It's funny. Jennifer Lopez likes to be the biggest star in her movies. Like, she would never do a movie with somebody bigger than her, you know, anymore.
Mm.
So the movie that's coming up in June is another J-Lo joint. It's called Shotgun Wedding.
No, it is not.
Yes.
Is she is she pregnant? And then she gets pregnant from a one night. Let me write this. I don't even know about this. So let's say she has a one night stand. Okay. Uh-huh. And then she gets pregnant and then she has to marry the guy because her dad is an old school, you know, Mexican type Spanish guy who is going to force her to get married. And then she's like, well, I don't even know the guy. I don't like the guy. And then at the end, they fall in love and then they have a baby and they live happily ever after.
That's probably the subplot, but this is the movie. First of all, remember when Armie Hammer was doing a movie with Jennifer Lopez and he said that he wanted to eat his girlfriend? Well, he was shooting it and then he came out as a cannibal and Hollywood said, yeah, no, we want nothing to do with you. So they replaced him with Josh Duhamel, Fergie's husband.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't think they're still together, though. So the movie is they're a couple kidnapped just before a destination wedding. that's the whole concept. But listen, Jennifer Coolidge is in it, so it's not going to be all that bad. Jennifer Coolidge is like, she's the new Kevin Bacon. You know, it's like 6 degrees to Jennifer Coolidge now.
Yeah, but when they put Jennifer on the door, how do you know which door is yours? It's too many Jennifers in that movie.
That's a very good point, right? Yeah. Jennifer Lopez, Jennifer Coolidge. Yeah, you're right. Too many Jennifers, and yeah. All right, so you're not going to see those. Here's something. No. Here's something that you and I not talk about this. Do you know about Studio 666?
Yes, that's the Foo Fighters movie.
Right. Why did I have to find out about this prior to? How did you not tell me about this?
Because it's Dave Grohl is not known as an actor or director, so I don't have much faith in this movie. I mean, I think it's an extended video on MTV. I don't think it's like a real movie.
Right. It's the Foo Fighters who move into a haunted mansion. That's what happens.
It's basically the Scooby-Doo from the 70s.
Yes.
Remember exactly. When Kiss would show up in Scooby-Doo? That's pretty much what this is.
That makes perfect sense.
The Harlem Globetrotters in one scene and then the Foo Fighters in the next.
Now, people are excited about seeing the Batman. What about you?
I could care less.
Okay, so this is Robert Pattinson. He's playing Batman. And the story is doing a deeper dive into the Dark Knight's roots. And you can tell that it's like dark. That comes out March 4th. That's in theaters only to start out with.
If they show his parents getting killed again, if we have to relive that in every Batman movie that comes out, it's just too much.
Right.
They always have to show his parents getting killed, the guy running away, and then him turning into Batman. You just roll your eyes at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right. So you asked what movies I'm excited to see aside from
Scream.
Possibly Scream. Yeah, I think I'm probably going to go see that. Here's the movie that I'm the most excited for, and do not make fun of me, Legally Blonde 3.
No, you got to be out of your mind.
Okay. On the surface, when I say to you Legally Blonde 3, you're probably like, come on. No, let me tell you something. This is going to be the best one yet. First of all, everyone's back. Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Coolidge.
Of course, what are everyone- they doing?
Reese Witherspoon? Like everything. She's producing everything. Big Little Lies. She's got a ton of television shows. Nah, she busy. Jennifer Coolidge, she busy. Yeah. Here's the most important part of Legally Blonde 3. Mindy Kaling has written it.
Mindy.
That show I can't stop talking about. Well, first of all, Never Have I Ever, of course, on Netflix is Mindy Kaling. But this show that I keep talking about every opportunity I get, you'd think I get paid for this, that HBO show that she did, Sex Lives of College Girls. She's on fire. So the fact that she wrote Legally Blonde 3, that is all I need to know. I will be sitting in a theater on May 20th waiting for Legally Blonde 3 to, like, going through the everything. I'll sit there through the commercials. I'll sit there through all the ads. I'll sit there through the trailers. Just get me the movie is how I feel.
Sounds like the worst movie ever.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be funny as hell. Anyway, are you a John Wick guy?
Yes. Love me some John Wick.
Okay. Well, John Wick Chapter 4 is going to be coming out on May 27th. You'll get it. So if you remember, at the conclusion of John Wick 3 in 2019, Keanu Reeves was shot. He was thrown from the top of a building. He dragged himself to safety like he was half dead. It's going to pick up from there. That's where it starts.
I love John Wick because it has Keanu Reeves, and he plays that part perfectly, and Swingen is in it.
Ian McShane, that's right.
Yeah, he's awesome. So you put Swingen in any movie, I'm there.
Also, Lawrence Fishburne is going to be back, and Lance Reddick from The Wire and Bosch. Love Lance Reddick, so that'll be really good. So we're getting two Jennifer Lopez movies. We're also getting two Tom Cruise movies. I know.
Is Maverick finally coming out?
Yes. Yeah. Top Gun Maverick, also on May 27th. This was supposed to be out years ago.
It's when I was 15.
No joke. Like, it was postponed five times.
Yeah.
Five times. And now they're like, well, we postponed it because of the pandemic. No, you postponed it before there even was a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you started postponing this thing in 2018. So what was your excuse then? But anyway, so it's long awaited. If you're a fan, that'll you'll be back on the highway to the danger zone.
If 1980, if it was 1992, I might be excited for Maverick to come out. But they waited way too long.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely a problem. Okay, so here is one of the other movies I'm really looking forward to in 2022. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Minions, The Rise of Gru. Shut up, because Despicable Me and Minions are my two favorite movies ever. We just rewatched them. We rewatched Despicable Me and Minions. I'm telling you, these are the most charming. I love these movies. They're charming. They're funny. So this one is going to be like an origin story that explains how a young Gru first got interested in being evil. It's like a kid-friendly Joker.
Okay.
Yeah, July 1st.
I've never... Okay. I have kids, and I've never seen those movies.
That's unacceptable. Here's the other film that I'm really excited about. It's called Nope. N-O-P-E.
Uh-huh.
It's a horror film by Jordan Peele.
Oh.
Yeah, as in Get Out and Us. Yeah, so Jordan Peele is finally back. I mean, he did all his TV stuff. He did The Twilight Zone. He's been busy on TV, Lovecraft Country. So now he's finally back doing a movie. Here's what's really interesting about Nope. That is all we know. Everything I just told you, that is all we know. We know that it stars Daniel Kaluuya. We know that it stars Kiki Palmer and Steve Yeun. That is all we know.
Stupid name for a movie, though. Are you going to see that? Nope. No.
Nope. We do know the poster. It features a dish-shaped cloud trailing a streamer. But that's all I have for you. Other than that, it's coming out July 22nd. So hopefully it'll be good.
Nope.
You're still saying no. I said there was another Tom Cruise movie. Sorry. Tom Cruise has Maverick. He also has Mission Impossible 7.
Oh, of course he does. Why
not? That comes out September 30th. And so if you are a Page Six person like I am and you follow the celebrity stuff, you know that Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde are dating. And you might also know that they fell in love during the filming of the movie Don't Worry, Darling. That I don't think she wrote it, but she directed it. So she's a director now, you know.
Okay.
So she directed Beanie Feldstein in a movie, Booksmart, a couple years ago. It did really well. Everybody loved it. So she directed Don't Worry, Darling. This is the movie that she fell in love with Harry Styles. That they fell in love.
And he's in the movie, and it's finally coming out.
Yeah, so it's set in the 1950s. It's a psychological thriller. It stars Florence Pugh and Harry Styles. They're a couple who seem like they're happy and in love, and then you find like there's all these disturbing secrets going on. So, I don't know. I think it'll be good. She's a really good director.
That one should go straight to Amazon.
Yeah. I'll watch it on Amazon. That one I'm not going to the theaters to see, but I will see it. Yeah. In October, the animated Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse Part 1 drops, as does Halloween Ends, which is a stupid title because I think that title is a total lie.
Yeah.
But this is the follow-up to Halloween Kills, Halloween Ends, but it's just certainly not going to. November, we get Black Panther Wakanda Forever.
Right.
Which is not going to be the same.
I don't know how they're going
to do it. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how they're going to do it either. It's going to be, I guess we'll find out. December 16th, we get Avatar 2. That's another
one.
No,
that's not going to come out.
We've been waiting 13 years for it.
Yeah.
And the reason why I think it is going to come out on December 16th is because they already have a release date for Avatar 3.
Well, of course they do. They just never will come out with it.
No.
It's been so long since that movie has come out. I've totally forgotten about it.
Yeah, 13 years.
Blue people in it. That's all I know.
So Avatar 2 is December 16th. Avatar 3 has a date in 2028. Okay, so remember I told you that there's this new trend, like with Don't Look Up, where it's a movie and there's a million people in it. It's one movie, but they just throw a bunch of stars. Like that one, Nighthawk, a Night Teller, or Night Rider, Night Something is coming out starring Bradley Cooper, and like everybody's in that one. There's a movie coming out that we've also been waiting for called Babylon.
We made it to Babylon.
That comes out on Christmas 2022. It's another one of these movies that stars everybody. Like literally throw a dart in Hollywood and everybody you hit is in that movie. Brad Pitt, Margot Robbie, Olivia Wilde, Tobey Maguire, Jeff Garlin, Gene Smart, Eric Roberts, Flea, Lucas Flea. Haas, and Spike Jones.
Flea. Flea hasn't been in a movie since The Big Lebowski. And Back to the Future. I'm not rushing to the movie theater to get COVID to watch a Flea movie.
Anyway, it should be interesting. It's about the 1920s transition from silent film to talkies.
Ay vey.
So I know there's nothing in this for you whatsoever. So anyway, so that there you go. That's a smattering of the movies that I'm excited to see, that some people are excited to see. Anthony is excited to see none of those.
None of those. I will go see this movie. This is happening in real life right now. So a girl and a guy decided to hook up on Tinder. So, mm-hmm. you know, they swiped whatever right or left or whatever it is.
Right.
They both did the right thing and they said, hey, let's go out. Okay, well, we'll come over to my house. So right. she came over to his house. While she was at the house, they found out they both had COVID. So now they have to quarantine for 7 days together and they just met.
Wait a second. So they both had gotten tested. While they're waiting for the test results, they happen to be together. Both their doctors called or they, whatever, they I don't know how they do
whatever.
It. They emailed it or texted it, however they do it. Yeah, mine, the doctor calls you. It's weird. And they both found out they were positive. Why didn't she go home? Why didn't she just go back to her house?
Because I think she had roommates and she didn't want to go back to her house. So they ended up hooking. I don't know if they hooked up or not, but they were in the same apartment for 7 days. So people
so the date lasted 7 days, the one date.
So people are calling it an Omicron rom-com. they ordered food, they played Mario Kart, they lived in domestic bliss for days. So that's how you get thrown into it. And the whole time they're on TikTok, you know, putting out all the things that they're going through for 3 million people.
How sick did they get?
They got pretty sick, but they isolated for 7 days. Mm-hmm. Is a modern day romance. And I think that's how you date. You just go for 7 days. If you can deal with them for 7 days,
mm-hmm.
under those type of conditions, I think you got to get married.
Well, the real tell, see, you know, I used to say I wouldn't date a guy until I saw his entire wardrobe. I want to see like how he dresses, his shoes. That, in my 20s, that was important to me. Now I realize, no, don't date anybody until you've seen them sick. Like if you, how they handle you when you're sick. Each one of them was sick. So who took care of who? Who was sick or how were they while they were sick? You know, I want to know if they're going to continue dating.
See, because last week I was sick all week. I'm a pain in the ass when I'm sick. I know it. You know, I can't even deal with myself when
I'm
sick.
You're a pain in the ass when you're normal, when you're healthy.
True. But I'm a needy pain in the ass when I'm sick. And, you know, you have to feel bad for me. And I just can't stand it. So I can't imagine dating somebody for the first time and then going through that. So the whole time you just hear me go, I want to die. Kill me. You know?
Right. Yeah, no, it's a way to really get to know somebody. You know, it's so funny. Here's how I know my boyfriend was the one. This is when I knew that he was really special. It was the first time that I was I pulled a hypochondriac thing. I thought I was sick, but I wasn't really sick. I mean, I truly thought I was sick. It wasn't like I was faking it. Like, I truly thought there was something wrong with me until I found out there was nothing wrong with me. But
that's every day.
Yeah, pretty much. But he was there for me through all of it. He got me juice. He held my hand. He got me whatever I needed, like Pepto-Bismol, whatever. He was running around doing everything for me. And I was like, wow, this is awesome. And of course, when I found out I had COVID, even though I had no symptoms, you know me, Miss Drama Queen. I took to my bed waiting for symptoms to happen. I'm like, I have COVID. I must be in bed. He was like coughing up a lung. Like his throat was like he swallowed glass. He had a cough. He was nasal. He had a headache. He had fever. I had nothing. And he took care of me.